Hey, thank you for calling. How are we doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you for asking. I we hope we didn't disturb you.
No.
Perfect. Actually, Pam, we were reaching out about a property you own on Kathleen Place in Hayes.
Yes.
You recently submitted a web form that you are interested in selling it. I was just calling in that regard.
Yes. If I can get 360 for it, and most people don't want to give 360 for it.
360. All right, we can talk about it. So if you can confirm the address, it's 2035 Kathleen Place, Hayes, Virginia, 23072.
That's correct.
All right. And can you tell me a bit about the property? How long have you owned it? Are you currently living here?
I'm living in it. I've lived here for 2.5 years. And it needs a little bit of work. The closed-in garage needs some flooring put down because it's just concrete. It needs some type of vinyl or some type of inexpensive flooring. And then the master bedroom needs something put down because I've pulled the carpet up in there. And it's just subflooring in there.
And have you done any updates to it in the past 2 years or so?
Yes, I put LVP flooring in
LVP
through.
flooring.
Yes.
And anything else?
I added the porch on, the front porch, and replaced the back awning over the back patio. It had
You
a
added
tin
the
roof.
front porch.
It had a tin roof in the back, and I had an asphalt roof put back on.
Okay. You said you in the
And I've
past
had a
few
new
years
septic. I have a new septic, brand new septic tank.
Okay, so let's recap it. In the past 2 years, you've added the LVP flooring, the front porch, new septic tank, and you said the you changed the roof for the patio in the back?
Yes, the roof used to be a tin roof on the patio, and now it's an asphalt roof, shingle roof.
Asphalt. All right. And may I know any specific reason behind selling it?
I can't afford it. My son's going into the army, and it's just me, one person, and I can't afford it by myself.
Right. And you are looking to downsize now?
Yes.
To the army. All right. And any, if I may ask, any timeline that you're working towards?
What was that?
Any specific timeline of your moving?
The 1st of January.
1st Jan. And that 1st Jan is the time your son's moving out?
No, he's moving out next week, but he's coming home for Christmas. He'll be home for Christmas, and then he's leaving 1st of January to go
Right.
back. I
Okay.
wanted him to have one more Christmas in this house.
Christmas is always better with family.
Yeah, and this is going to be his last one that he can be with us.
Okay. All right. And you said your number in your mind was 280?
No, 360.
360. My bad. And you know, let's say both parties agree on a price. Would you need money from how sale of this house to move into the new one, or are you already looking for a new place right now?
I need the money before I commit.
Right. Okay. And if I may ask, you said that you need the money from this house, and do you owe anything on it?
Yeah, I owe 350, 350, 3,000 or 355, something like that.
You currently owe 350. Okay. What I'll do is, Pam, I'll reach out to my associate B. You know, she's our numbers guy. She does all the buying for us. And she will be hopefully reaching out back to you after doing her homework tomorrow.
Okay.
How does 3 p.m. sounds? Is that a time you would be available for a quick word?
Yes.
Perfect. I'll reach out to B. I'll pass on the information and she'll reach out to you tomorrow at 3 p.m.
All right. Thank you.
No problem, Pam. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.